Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, on this very special day, it's Memorial Day in America, ladies and gentlemen, and I can't think of anybody I'd rather spend the time with as I continue to broadcast to you the 13th consecutive live show on Memorial Day with my friend Kenneth C. Davis is the name on the books. The books, you ask. Yes, the books include the first one I ever told you about of Ken's. Don't know much about history, and on, and a whole series of books on that, including his new book, America's Hidden History. Ken is one of the resident historians in our Brain Trust, and he's our good friend. Ken Davis, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Always a great pleasure to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, Ken, it's our nature on this Memorial Day to say something to someone like, Happy Memorial Day.
It's true, and it comes off the tongue. You say it's a holiday, you say Happy Memorial Day, but as we know, this is not really a happy day. It is the most solemn day on the American American national calendar. So it's a greeting that doesn't sit right on my tongue. On the other hand, as we were talking off air, we can certainly be grateful for the extraordinary freedoms and rights that we enjoy, but they came at a heavy cost, and that's what we commemorate today on Memorial Day, those who made what Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion.
Yeah, the last full measure of devotion and I like to stick in something that I remember when the sergeant presented the flag to my mother at my dad's funeral. He said, "On behalf of a grateful nation, Ken," and that term, "On behalf of a grateful nation," that's just, every time I hear that, it almost makes me, you know, I tear up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because a powerful clause there, on behalf of a grateful nation. And the thing is, we were talking about being, you know, Happy Memorial Day. Well, folks, someone paid the ultimate price so you and I can be happy and healthy and have well-being and be safe in our country. And so maybe that's their legacy, is that you and I should be happy on this day, but not without stopping at least for a little while and recognizing those people.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm here to talk about, and I talk about around the country over a holiday like Memorial Day, a holiday weekend. Of course, it is a great, you know, three-day weekend for most folks and a time to enjoy family and friends, but all we do is say, take a moment. Congress actually specifies 3 p.m. On Monday, Memorial Day, for a moment of silence, perhaps a playing of taps. People ask me all the time, well, what should I do to mark Memorial Day? I think the best thing you can do, it only took Lincoln 2 minutes to say it, read the Gettysburg Address, and it's the full text. The most people remember the 4 score and 7 years ago part, but not much beyond that. Mm-hmm. Lincoln talked about what these men died for, and when I say men, that's what he was talking about. Obviously, a great many women have died in our history, and that's what Memorial Day is.
And you know, Ken, President Lincoln's going to be with me in the next half hour.
I heard that.
A lot of people, I'm sure,
much wiser than I am.
Well, I'll tell you. No, I was just going to just let the audience know. I'm thank you for bringing his name up, because we will be having, as he has visited us many times before, President Lincoln will be right here on the show.
Well, Lincoln has everything to do with Memorial Day in a sense. Of course, the holiday comes out of the Civil War and the tremendous loss there, and this day was created to mark that loss. And
talk to us a little bit about that, about what happened in those days.
Well, it was after the Civil War, more than 600,000 men died fighting on both sides. That's an astonishing number by itself,
yeah.
Jim, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also
that's 600,000 Americans.
That's right. It was American against American. It was brother against brother. It was family member against family member. It's such an incredible tragedy when you go back and read the personal side of the Civil War. But it was also, this is an astonishing figure to me, 2% of the American population at the time. In other words, if that war happened today, we'd be talking about 6 million people dying.
Mm-hmm.
And that begins to put it into perspective. There was no town in this country that was not affected by it.
Right.
And a tradition began around many places of going out to the cemeteries and putting fresh flowers on the graves of the fallen soldiers. But in 1868, it was marked on May 30th that this day would be celebrated by the nation as Decoration Day, literally a day to decorate the graves. Gradually, it morphed into Memorial Day.
There's a, I have a passage here that I'll be adding to my the time I have later on in the show. This is from General John Logan's.
Proclamation.
I have that here. You want to do it, Ken, or you want me to?
No, I don't have it in front of me. I was going to say it's a wonderful thing because he talks about bringing the nation together, and that was part of what this holiday was supposed to be.
He says, and I quote, on the 30th day of May, 1868, designated for the purpose of strewing, he used that word strewing, with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. And end quote. And so that's
he goes on there because it's the sad irony of this is that May 30th was chosen because it's the date on which the most flowers were in bloom. Someone figured out around the nation, especially in the north, which makes sense for strewing flowers. But because of that, it was really and because he was in charge of something called the Grand Army of the Republic, which was basically a Union fraternal organization. It was seen as a Union or Northern holiday, especially in the former Confederacy. And so other states in the old Confederacy set up their own Memorial Days. They didn't want to mark it. There's even records of Confederate families being kept out of Arlington well after the Civil War.
I never heard
Memorial
of that.
Day. Yes, it's true. So those divisions ran deep for a long, long time, and unfortunately that was the legacy of the Civil War. But it's interesting that by the end of the 19th century, as the Civil War generation died off, the holiday had already become kind of a picnic day, and it's only with World War I and the losses there, another 100,000 Americans lost, that people realized we needed a holiday to celebrate not just the Civil War dead, but all those who had died, going back to the Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we commemorate. That's what we mark on this
official holiday. Hold on to that thought. Ken Davis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ken's our good friend, one of the resident historians in the Brain Trust. He and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after books. Ken's new book, I should say, is America's Hidden History. And, of course, the original, Don't Know Much About History, wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Happy Memorial Day.
Say what you see, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. We're celebrating Memorial Day. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me there at Jim Blassingame. Kenneth C. Davis. Ken Davis is our good friend, one of the resident historians in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Don't Know Much About History and on, including the new book that we've talked about many times before, America's Hidden History. Ken, tell us how we can find your books.
Okay, but first there's a new book, and it's called A Nation Rising, and it's just now in all the bookstores.
Thank you for reminding. You know, Ken, I've got so many of your books. I've got all your books here.
I'm sure.
And you're exactly right. You know what? It was covered up by all the other books.
Well,
thank you for pointing that out to me. It's called A Nation Rising.
Rising. It came out a few weeks ago. It went on the Wall Street Journal hardcover history bestseller list a few weeks ago. So.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And people can find out more about me and my books. The easiest way is don'tknowmuch.com. That's my website. I promise I'm not going to sell you anything or ask you for your birthday. But I'll link you to all the online bookstores that carry the book. It's also in all of your local booksellers.
And A Nation Rising, again, I I should have remembered that, but it's all covered up here. So, folks, that's the new one, A Nation Rising by Kenneth C. Davis. And in fact, you and I launched that book not too long ago. I remember now.
That is correct.
Kim, we're talking about Memorial Day, folks. We were talking about celebrating Memorial Day, and I do think that it's appropriate for us to celebrate Memorial Day because that's what we do as humans. We seek to be happy as human beings. We want to be happy. We want to be, you know, peaceful and content, and we'd like to feel like we have that we're a nation that can be happy. And part of why we have that is a result of what other people have done for us, those who paid the ultimate price, so you and I can have what we have. And Ken, the one of the things that I'd like to say is that I'm a little bit concerned as every generation that goes by, fewer and fewer Americans are wind up in some kind of a role in direct support of the security of our nation. When you and I were kids, every time you talked to someone, especially a man, it was a pretty darn good chance that person had had some kind of military service. You remember those days?
I do. I did not serve. To be honest, I came of age during the Vietnam era, and we had, that was a very divisive time in our history. But certainly my father and most of his brothers are of the World War II generation, so...
That's a meaningful thing
to me. I understand what you're saying. You know, a lot of people, not to politicize this, a lot of people feel that once we went to the all-volunteer army, what happened is, and that's one of the reasons that there aren't more protests against the wars that we're currently in, and this is a reminder also today, we are still at war.
Men and women are in harm's way even as we speak. And
more than 4,000 lost in Iraq, more than 1,000 now lost in Afghanistan.
Yep.
And the
whom we celebrate today.
Yeah, and so we stop and remember because, unfortunately, those conflicts have fallen off the front page as well, unless there's something horrific happens that... But we do have young men and women, and they are absolutely in harm's way as we speak, and we remember them and thank them for their service.
One thing that happened to me a while back, several years ago, my son is a Marine, and he's now in the reserves, and he did two tours in Iraq, and the first one was in 04. He was in Fallujah in 04 when it was the most dangerous place on the planet. And I was shopping at Best Buy, and a young lady was waiting on me, and she took my credit card and she said, "Oh, are you Craig's dad?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Well, I went to high school with him. Where is he now?" I said, "He's in Iraq." She said, "Where's that?"
That is unfortunately the case.
That made me, I almost had to sit down. That made me sick to my stomach, Ken.
Yeah, look, Jim, we're a nation that I think we should pursue happiness, as you were talking about happiness. It's in the Declaration of Independence. It's life, liberty,
right,
and pursuit of happiness. People are free to choose their pursuit of happiness, but we have become a nation that's easily distracted and easily more interested in, for want of a better term, American Idol than we are in American policies overseas and things like that.
Isn't today a day when we should try to be a little less self-absorbed?
I agree with you 100%, and that's why you're working today to remind people of that, and as I am.
Yeah.
This is, as we said when we opened up, this is a day to celebrate with families and be together and enjoy these wonderful freedoms that we have, but not without forgetting the tremendous cost at which they were purchased. We talked about the loss in the Civil War, the World War II, 400,000,
yeah.
World War I, another 100,000, mm-hmm. Vietnam, of course, 58,000,
mm-hmm.
Korea, 54,000, and then the thousands now in Afghanistan and Iraq. I talk a little bit about some of the forgotten and hidden wars in our past in the new book, A Nation Rising. And that's what this day is really meant to be. On the 4th of July, we shoot off the fireworks and celebrate. Today,
that's,
we want to think about.
That's Independence Day, and now today we celebrate what that independence hath wrought and those who continue to defend that independence. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me, and you should have a happy Memorial Day.
You too, Ken. We will, because of those who paid the ultimate price. Quick break, folks. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.